Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Trayvon, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Joined always by Jason Madison, Big Jerv, no Amin, no Juju today. Today we talk about Cheesecake Factory. Will I take somebody to Cheesecake Factory? Jason does not think I would. Jason and Jerv get into a heated dispute over fantasy sports, but then also Jerv pours his heart out about the Philadelphia 76ers. They are not relevant, but he believes they are, and more to come on this show. Subscribe to Patreon, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. Support your favorite podcasters. Let's start the show. How would you react if your wife made an OnlyFans secretly and you found out?
What is she showing on the OnlyFans?
Everything.
What's everything?
TNA plus the P.
It's just her though, right? Like she.
Yeah, it's just her. She ain't doing nothing sexual. She's showing off her body.
Well, but you found out.
Is she busting it open? So think about this. I'm browsing on OnlyFans on the fucking dashboard, and I spot new hot such and such and such. Sign up, subscribe, and it's your wife, and I send it to you.
You wild for knowing how OnlyFans works, because I have no idea what that interface looks like.
I mean, my shorty used to do it.
Oh, okay. There you go. So
yeah, you got that. I'm going to tell you.
We got
to tell you.
Bro, like, come on.
What would you do?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It really depends.
How would you react to that?
If she was just in the bikini and maybe showing a couple nipples here or there.
Okay.
You know, then it's like, it's a conversation, but it ain't a deal breaker. If she's busting it open, she's got the toy. She's showing the pee. You know what I'm saying? She's sawing the booty hole, like, then that means you really doing something else. Or you had another life that I don't know about.
So yeah, I'm with you though. Like it would be my first, I would be mad off top just off rip. Like my initial reaction was like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, hold on, what the fuck is going on? Right? Like,
right.
But I would want to know why you ain't like what. What is it about me that makes you feel like you can't, like you couldn't tell me this shit?
Right.
Cause like, I feel like I'm cool enough that you can at least tell me this shit. You know, whether I agree with it or not, I feel like you could tell me, but I'm also going to want to know, like,
are you going to ask her to stop?
Well, I got to know how much she's making off this shit though.
Exactly. Because now I want to get spoiled. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Pimp C put it best. Pimping ain't dead. It just moved to the web. So
like if this shit's funding our vacations,
exactly,
shit like that, my nigga, like, and she's just showing shit like that, like she not, is she showing her face? And
I don't know if I can handle it.
I really don't know. I feel like I would be able.
I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. if she like, baby, we about to
you didn't have to do it.
But what if that's what I'm saying? What if she like, babe, I made 80 grand last month. And we going like 80 a month.
You know,
like if she making crazy bands, like anything over 20K a month, and she busting it down with you. Oh, babe, I got you the new Spider-Man 2 and a Louis bag and this, and we going on vacation next week.
I can't handle it.
I bought the ticket. Like, we first class. You know what I'm saying? that down payment for the crib you've been trying to get together. Yeah, I'm gonna put in on that. What you gonna say?
Hey, listeners, call me fucking. Call me a sorry ass nigga because I can't handle it. I ain't built for it.
I don't know if I could.
I don't want to be out in public. Like, this is the thing. I got a rule. If I can't go out with you, if I can't post you, if I can't, and because I'm the king of secondhand embarrassment, it makes my fucking stomach hurt if I know that it's some shit that I'm not in on. I can't handle it. So
what if she asked you to join?
No, nigga, I'm definitely, nigga, what? Nigga, I might delete everything. Some chick leaked my news right now. Nigga, fucking get out of here.
Jerry, what if she asked you to join? What if she said, babe, I'll bust it down with you 50-50?
No, because that's what I'm saying. They don't move me to that point.
My fans want a video.
No.
Busting it down.
No, because this is the thing. As much as niggas be saying, oh, I want to get paid for my sex tape. I couldn't handle it. That's too personal for me to like have out there.
Yeah.
We got a group chat and we don't even talk like that. So you know I can't even handle none of that out there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, but again, I commend you, Jason.
If she was making over a certain dollar amount and she wasn't really doing shit, it was just like I said, nipple here or there, some feet pics, whatever. You know, I let her.
I might let the feed pick slide.
You feel me? So it's just like
I'm not tripping off the feed pick.
But I think it gets crazy because again, it's an addiction. If you start with the feet, and niggas saying, "Hey,
and it's your wife, bro. It's your wife, bro."
A nigga try to add in, the comments like, "Look, I like your feet, but like if you add this, I'm gonna throw an extra 10 bin." Nah, I don't know, bro.
Bro, man, come on, bro. You can't live your life like that, bro. Because then you'd have never smoked weed. Because you'd be a crackhead and everything by now. Because weed was supposed to have you like strung out and on air. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Don't do that, bro. Now I'm with Jay on that one. That's cap, yo.
What's cap?
That's cap, yo.
What's cap?
Nah, you that like that. Oh my god. Oh my god.
You're right?
Oh, I just had a brain fart. Like I literally can't remember what you
about,
just
talking about, just like showing adding.
Yeah, oh, feet. Like, yo, like it's not, you're not tripping off of getting okay extra bands feet on the feet though, bro.
No,
like,
no. I said I would be okay with feet, but once it got to a point where a nigga trying to rehash the sale of like,
so if the nigga says, "Yo, I want you to paint Batman on your big toe," you got a problem with that? He gonna give her five extra bands for the Jerry, Batman what on the big toe?
I'm talking about if
this is the
doing,
I'm talking
no,
about
no,
the
hear
fiction.
Me out, brother. Hear me out, brother. Like, nigga, I'm talking about if a nigga asks to see up
the P.
I mean, yo, this is the thing, bro. Like the foot fetish people, they're not like that's a like foot fetish, or people that have fetishes, yeah. Their fetish is very specific, right? Not going up to that.
I'm just being hypothetical, my nigga.
Nah, now you're painting one of these Jason hypotheticals I can't let this fly.
All I'm being is a devil's advocate. I'm just saying, if a nigga tried to rehash and add on to whatever his first order was, which was feet, I'm not rolling.
So what y'all doing though? So if she says, "Babe, I got,"
I'm gonna have a conversation first. I'm gonna ask her to stop.
Right. So what if she said, "Babe, I don't really want to work my regular job no more. This pulling in 20 bands a month."
She's probably not working regular job with me anyway.
Okay. Well, what if she said, I like the money this is generating. I don't have to go nowhere. I don't have to do nothing. Why can't I keep doing it? Are you gonna divorce me? What you gonna say?
Have some dignity, nigga. You're a mother. She's probably gonna be my children at that time. Nigga, have some dignity. Come on, yes.
What if she don't got no kids? What if she got no kids yet?
Still, she might be cooked because I just came mob like that. I came mob like that. Go do porn then. Might as well go do porn.
So you getting the divorce. It's over.
What are we doing? Because at the end of the day, child's the sex work, but not in my house. Shouts to him. You know what I mean? Like, because if I signed up for that, then I signed up for it. But like at the end of the day, like, trust me, bro.
And I get my whole thing is like, if I didn't sign up for this, if we married and, you know, we should have talked about everything, but we married, you A, still doing stuff behind my back, and B, like, it's some
Trust, nigga.
Yeah.
Then it's zero trust. Like the fact that at least let's have the conversation so you know where I'm at with it. And then maybe you can kind of talk me into it. Right. But if I'm finding out, man, what else you got to hide? Because that's, you know.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
And how you find out is actually probably a big part.
And I had, you know, it's a crazy, don't clip this. You could leave it in the show. But I had an ex come to me and was like, bruh, I want to do it. And I was like, well, you could do it and I'm gone. And she looked at me like I was bugging. And I'm like, I'm dead ass. Like, if you really want to make that bread, which you can, go for it. But I won't be here.
She thought you was a new age man, Trey. She thought you was into the...
But again, she's not wrong, because at the end of the day, how I got her and how I seen her and why I was interested in her, it attracted me. So I wasn't...
those things.
And I had to be realistic, because again... I can't say, hey, now you got to stop and you got to start dressing this way.
Right.
But at the end of the day, now when you're trying to superpower this shit and go to the OF, that might be a little bit too much on my fork. You know what I mean? Like, I got to scrape it back off the plate, because that's I didn't sign up for that.
Right.
I signed up for this and I knew what that came with. But when you trying to, you know, right. and it came off like that, Jason, where it's like, oh, we can go on these trips. You know what I mean? To make it sound good, to smooth me over, which I know ain't going to be the stoppage. It's the start.
Right.
Because soon as I say yes.
Yeah.
And a couple bands come to me.
Right, bro. She trying to get you to turn into Burt Reynolds from Boogie Nights. You know
there
what I'm saying?
There we go.
But that's all I'm saying. This is the new space age pimping. So... it's going to be situations. Situations will arise. Word to my nigga Usher.
I'm selfish, player. I'm selfish. All right. Yeah. Last topic. Have you ever been on an ungrateful date?
Ungrateful? What that mean?
So, like, you go all out.
Mm-hmm.
First date, you go all out. And chick is just like, just mad. Like, dang, you took me here. Oh, yeah. I wanted this. You know,
I was gonna ask y'all as a part of this as well, because I have my own answer. What do y'all consider being led on, like a chick leading you on, or somebody? You know what I'm saying? On either side, what do y'all consider
being led on?
Yeah, it's like somebody leading you on.
Well, the running joke about free food, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't have the money, but I was free food before. I can honestly admit, right, where the chick. She would be like, yo, yeah, I want to kick it. But it was nothing ever after that. Like, it would always be like, yo, like, let's go here. I would love, you know, and I like to eat. So I ain't really tripping, like, off of that.
Right.
But I was like, It's certain times I'm getting hit up. Like, she can't eat here.
How many meals did she hit you for?
Two.
Oh, only two?
Only two. Cause I, after a while, I was like, I would ask to kick it outside of food, and it was not happening. It was always busy. It was always shit. So I was like, bruh, y'all, this ain't it. This ain't right. This don't feel right. Like, something going on. You know what I'm saying? And I just caught on. Because that's my thing, too. You don't have, I'm so honest and, like, direct to a point where I don't have to do all that. So, like, if we just gonna eat, just say that. Like, I will still go through with the meal. Right. You feel me? It ain't that deep because I want to go to this restaurant anyway. Like, I'll be like, shit, I ate whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to be on no bullshit. But when you lie or you do other shit, I got a problem with that, bro. Because I don't like liars. Like, once you lie, like, you are cooked, male or female. You lie, you cannot be my friend. Because I think you should be honest about every fucking thing. If you want to borrow money, if you want to ride somewhere, if you need help, be completely honest. Because if I find out your ass lying, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to cut your ass off immediately.
My answer is a little bit more extreme.
Go for it.
I feel like if you let me play with the P and then we kick it and that's it, and it was just the one time, I'm off you. Like, that's leading me on. Why you do that? What you do that for?
See, I ain't got ghosted too many times for me to be like that. I just accept, respect the ghost.
Right.
Respect the ghost.
Like, right. No, and that's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? At that point, you just gotta, you know, fall back. Play that fallback card. You know,
like, I done seen a joint that done ghosted me on the timeline. I still don't say nothing. I just let them live. You got it. I ain't gonna bring up no receipts. We just gonna dap it because I still want to be able to do my stuff and not you be Tisha Campbell and Boomerang. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta respect it, because if you too petty and you try to follow up and do that, it could get tricky out here. It can get real tricky.
Nah, you always got to play it cool. That's the whole thing of the game. It's like, no matter what happens, you got to be the cool nigga at the end of the day. So it's like, however they want to play it, if they want to go out once or twice and then ghost a nigga, if they want to, you know what I'm saying, get freaky in the car one night and then, you know, be friends after that, like, and just not talk, like, you just got to chalk it all up to the game. You know what I'm saying? This is just all parts of the game, and just be cool. Don't hit up chicks and be like, do you like me, or what was that about, or, you know, like, what's up with us, or I'm trying to do this and that. Like, I be seeing girls post all these text messages from niggas on the internet. Niggas be looking terrible.
Please, like, don't be down bad on a Summer Dream screen.
Please, like, whatever you do, keep it P. Like, if it didn't go your way, just say have a good day and move on with your day, player. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the best advice I can give to men. Like, do not be out here in the text begging for the P, begging for the dates, trying to over-explain yourself. If it's not working, if it's not smooth, like butter on toast, bro, just roll. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my best advice to the gentlemen of today's world.
Jerv, do you got anything to add before we get out of here?
No, I think he just dropped gems on him.
Man, Dr. Love, man. If y'all like more stuff from Dr. Love, Dr. J, you know what I'm saying? Hit him up at Jason Madison on Twitter, South Central J on Instagram. More. Listen, first of all, and if the advice actually worked, Venmo my nigga and Cash App my nigga $10. Cause we ain't playing out here, nigga. We using coin. All right, man. That does it for the show. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Juju recording the show somewhere. And Amin, we don't know where the fuck he at. He found some self-driving car in the middle of the street somewhere on Instagram. Y'all tell him come back to the show. That's it. Black Trey signing out. Bomb. Black opinions matter, motherfucker. Talk soon.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.